So, you may be aware of this, or it may come as a surprise that today is our last full day of practice together. So you may be completely in the timeless realms by now and not be aware of it. But maybe you are. And it's going to be a very, very fruitful day. You know, we've kind of practiced, cultivated, deepened, you know, a lot of beneficial qualities. And at the same time, sometimes the mind will start kind of moving forward at this point. So really seeing if it's possible to appreciate, enjoy, delight in what you've cultivated, and kind of meeting what is happening in the mind from there and through there. Just pause a moment. So yeah, really appreciating, delighting, enjoying kind of what you've been cultivating already, and then seeing if we can deepen in the cultivation. So if the mind is, you know, a little bit more busy, that's fine. Yeah, that's a good arena for our practice. And if it's not, that's also equally fine. Yeah, we just keep deepening with the practices that we've been doing. And with that, there's going to be a little modification or change in the schedule today. That is due to the fact that we are in Finland and sauna is, you know, a really important aspect of being in Finland. So whether you are living in Finland and it's important to you, or you're a visitor, equally important. And so what will happen will be that between 1:45 and 4 o'clock, we will have kind of what we will call an open practice period that will include 3 sauna sessions that you'll be allocated to one of those. So all of that is on the notice board now. It wasn't before we came in, so you don't need to try and get your mind around it. But we did want to say that that change is happening in the schedule today, and then we will also say more about this at 12 o'clock today. So during the beginning of the question and response, if everyone can come for that, we'll both explain how the sauna will work, and we'll explain what the open practice period is and how to engage with that, and then we'll flow on to questions from there, and those who don't want to have input can leave then. Does that make sense? So there will be 3 sauna sessions. You'll be allocated to one of them. It'll happen between 1:45 and 4 o'clock. At the same time, there'll be an open practice period where you can just do the practice according to your own rhythm. So practice in here, practice outside, practice in the sauna. Yeah, they're all going to be practice opportunities. And at 12 o'clock, we'll explain more of the practicalities of how that will work. Okay, so back to our practice. Have a really delightful practice today. And as Nathan said yesterday, and hopefully has been clear over the days, you know, feel free to follow the practice that feels rich and fruitful for you. So I'll be offering some introduction and a guided practice this morning around relaxing contraction and releasing dukkha in that way. Really invite you to try it out as we're doing it, and then see if you want to take it on for more of the day, or equally if you wish to carry on with something else that you've been doing. It's really up to you. Yeah. It's really up to you to see what is fruitful. So yesterday through the day and over the days, but particularly yesterday, we're exploring kind of the way push-pull arises on experience because we take the Vedana to be a fact, because we believe this unpleasant, pleasant, neither nor categorization, and then that escalates into dukkha. And what we were doing yesterday was, instead of then following the habit that comes through that, we were bringing in compassion, appreciation, or metta to meet the different Vedanas of our experience. And as you may have noticed, or as you will notice as you continue to practice in that way, that calms down the buildup of unnecessary dukkha in our experience. So there may still be unpleasantness, and it's possible to have unpleasantness without it being an experience of ill-being. And this is a really important insight for us to understand and to experience, actually. Today, we're going to kind of turn our lens of attention to explore, to get to know, here's the gom again, become familiar with the felt sense of dukkha in the body and in awareness. What does it feel like when there's dukkha? Question, when there's dukkha, what else is there? And particularly looking at how dukkha co-arises with a degree of contraction. And I think, like, when we look that way, we can see that that contraction is definitely unnecessary. Don't need to have it. Doesn't serve a purpose. And so we can go directly to relieving dukkha through relaxing that contraction to some degree. Relaxing the contraction to that to some degree. And what is this in service of? More well-being in the moment over time, but also deepening of wisdom, deepening of liberating insight, because we see how our experience is constructed. We see that. So the construction dependent arising of our experience. So I said this so many times yesterday in the talk, and yet I can't not say it again, so forgive me. We need to see again and again how dukkha, craving, clinging, demand, push-pull, and contraction arise together. Now we need to see that relationship over and over again. They're mutually dependent. When one is there, the others are there, even if it's very subtle, even if they're there very, very subtly. And we're interested in the contraction in particular and how it appears in the body and in awareness, because it's something we can feel. We can feel the contraction in the body field, and we can feel it in awareness with any form of craving, demand, or push-pull that arises. And, you know, like, I keep doing this. I don't know if you've noticed. I keep doing this because that's what it feels like in the body. And it can take kind of more extreme, more gross forms or more subtle forms. And if we pay attention, we'll see, you know, when we're trying to kind of push something away, we might be kind of contracting away from it, or like that, When we're trying to get something, we might be contracting towards it. So that insight that when there's dukkha, there's demand of some sort on experience, and there is contraction. Again, going, seeing if it's possible to go directly to that contraction. So the sensitivity to recognize it, to get to know it, and then the invitation for it to relax and ease in some way. Because when the contraction goes down, the dukkha goes down. And this is really important. I'm just going to stay with this a little bit more. Often when we get what we want, or we get rid of what we don't want, these are often two sides of the same coin. It's also interesting to notice that. I want the bell to ring, because I don't want the experience that I've got right now. I've got aversion to this experience of this moment, and then I've got a desire for the meditation to end. Two sides of the same coin. When we get what we want, or we get we get rid of what we don't want, yeah, there's a relief. Yeah. There'll be a sense of relief that comes with that, a form of happiness or ease. And we tend to associate it with the thing, yeah, rather than with that opening of the clenched fist, yeah, rather than with a release of the tanha, of the craving, of the clinging, the push and pull. Yeah. And this is really interesting. So if you kind of bring to mind, yeah, a memory that perhaps you had, you know, sometime on a meditation retreat, not on this one, I'm sure. You were sitting here waiting for the bell to ring, absolutely waiting for the bell to ring, and then it rings. And there's this, interestingly, if you pay enough attention, sometimes it's impossible to carry on practicing. Yeah? Really interesting. It's like when that contraction is no longer there, you can carry on. It can be really interesting to see how that builds up, but it can also be interesting to see as an insight, yeah, that we associate the relief that comes with the fact that the bell rang, or it's the end of the meditation, rather than with the release of the push and pull and demand on experience. So we actually want to see in our practice again and again, actually it's the relief. And can we get to that relief? Not only by coming up here and ringing the bell, because you've just had enough. So not only by the bell ringing, but actually doing something in our internal experience that allows that relief to come. And so through practice, really exploring the possibility to access that relief, to access well-being, to access that type of happiness, the letting go, by going directly to letting go of clinging, relieving the tanha, you know, that thirst, that craving, that clinging, that push and pull. And this is something we've probably noticed over the days. You've probably noticed that in your experience. You may have not framed it in that way. You may have noticed that the practice brought some release and relief of contraction, of clinging, of demand. It brought some release of this kind of need to get something or to get rid of something. Takes us beyond that and definitely brought more ease and more well-being. So that the insight that's underpinning our practice today is that craving and dukkha, tanha and dukkha, arise with contraction, arise with that sense of contraction. And now, as we've been practicing, we've been relaxing and easing that contraction and that sense of friction with our experience. We've been opening and allowing, through opening and allowing, through working with the Vedana, deepening metta, all of those, they all ease contraction and therefore lessen tanha. And therefore they also lessen dukkha. So craving, tanha, craving, clinging, is dukkha. Yeah, and dukkha is contraction. That's kind of the, if you're planning a tattoo post-retreat, that's the one to get. Yeah. Craving is dukkha. Dukkha is contraction. You can make it very nice and flowery and artistic. Seeing the contraction, sometimes a very gross contraction in the body. So sometimes when we're having a real hindrance attack, multiple hindrances arising, or when there's a lot of what we call papancha, like a lot of thought activity. We can really feel how the body is contracted, how it's tense. We can feel that. Sometimes the contraction can be felt on a more subtle level. You might feel it more in the energetics. You might remember that I mentioned this at some point, maybe we both did, that, the tendency of awareness to shrink around the unpleasant. Yeah. That's a form of contraction. It's like, home then goes from its expansiveness to something quite limited and limiting and creates this pressure cooker around agitation, around unpleasantness. So the kind of seeing, becoming sensitive to the way contraction appears, that it appears and how it appears, yeah, in the kind of physical body, in the more subtle body. Yeah, sometimes common areas would just be a contraction in the belly, be a contraction in the chest area. These are common areas. Some of us in the throat. Yeah, some of us this whole kind of hunkering in, and the whole body, or the kind of the energy body shrinks in, contracts, becomes also another indication, more dense. Now, some of you have been saying this in the one-to-ones, feeling the difference between when there's denseness and there's a sense of spaciousness, a kind of airiness. Yeah. Like this pause, you know, there's like breathing spaces within the awareness or the body. So these differences. So all of this, when there's contraction, when there's denseness, when there's limitations, again, like I do it with my body because it feels like this. Body sometimes can speak much more clearly than the language. This is a sign, an expression, and an experience of dukkha. Yeah, and that contraction is there. And for many of us, but not everyone, but for most of us, the body sense will be more accessible and less complex to work with than patterns of thinking or emotions. Because, you know, of course, with the patterns of thinking and emotions will also be, they will also be an indicator, you know, of dukkha arising and of contraction. So some of you have already mentioned, you know, that is accessible to you as a place that you can work. If it is, then you can use also the thinking. But generally, for most of us, the body sense is the place to really cultivate this. And if you're working with sounds, you'll also notice both how awareness shrinks around particular sounds, and that's a sign of dukkha. Or kind of just, yeah, how the space of awareness just becomes smaller. You know, when maybe there's more dullness or more restlessness, more aversion, just gets smaller and you kind of work again to open it. But it may be possible to work with the physical body even with the sound as your primary anchor. And you've still got a light touch awareness with the physical body. So we want to recognize, to get to know, to be sensitive to when contraction arises and how it arises. And we want to kind of also be sensitive and to see and to get to know kind of when the body relaxes, when the contraction relaxes, and the field of awareness becomes more spacious, you know, more airy, more vast, less dense. Yeah. And noticing that, knowing this is the fading of craving, of clinging, of tanha, of demand. So the kind of understanding or insight here is, or a lens that we can use, and like Nathan mentioned, yesterday and the day before, we're using these lenses and we're not kind of taking them up as like, this is the absolute truth and I have to believe it. It's like a religious belief. It's actually what happens when I look this way. How is this useful? And so the lens we'll be using is, this is dukkha because of the contraction. There's contraction here, therefore there's dukkha here. Seeing that relationship, that's the lens that we're using. And it really supports us to change that habit. You know, I was speaking yesterday about this dispassion, you know, of equanimity, you know, becoming less impassioned around seeing the happiness as existing in the object, or not existing in the object, but actually shifting it to the way of relating. This really supports doing that. So we'll be emphasizing and working with easing, releasing, relaxing the contraction and seeing how that reduces the clinging, reduces the dukkha. And whatever the dukkha is related to, body, emotions, or sound, we can go to the contraction and work with that, release that, open that, as an invitation. Yeah, we're not ordering. We're saying, come on, release. Yeah. We're inviting to relax, inviting to release, inviting to open to whatever degree is possible. Sometimes, this practice can bring a lot of relief. And at other times, we might be doing that and just say, inviting the contraction to release, saying, kind of seeing dukkha because of the contraction, and nothing will happen. And this can be interesting because it might be due to a kind of subtle aversion. Yeah? Sometimes we call this deal making. Yeah? I'll pay attention to you and I'll invite the contraction to ease so that you go away. Yeah. I actually don't want to feel you, pain in the body. So I will ease the contraction so that you go away. So there's a form of aversion, a subtle aversion that's creeping in. And the letting go can become more like, shouldn't you be going already? Yeah. And so we really then emphasize the letting be. Yeah. And so I used that phrase yesterday, I'll probably use it again today, letting things arise. Yeah. Welcome to arise, welcome to be, welcome to go in its time. We're not adding contraction, we're not adding pressure onto the experience. So just a few points about how this will look in the practice, and then we'll go into the practice. So we're still emphasizing the attitude of kindness, of metta and attention. Practice as an act of kindness. This is an act of kindness. We're still using a grounded and spacious awareness through the whole body. Supports us to become sensitive to the contraction. And we can use sound as an anchor if that's the sound that's the anchor that's most useful for you. But you're still grounded in this whole body awareness, and the sound is appearing in there. When dukkha arises, now this might be when there's distractions or you just notice some form of ill-being, we're interested to notice the presence of the craving, the clinging, the demand that arises with it. And we're looking for that through noticing any contraction that's there. Contraction in the physical body, contraction in the awareness, or more energetics of the body. And then we're exploring, inviting that contraction to relax. And there's three ways that we'll invite that. And I'll be guiding the practice, so you don't need at this point to remember. First one is simply, having that intention to let go in relation to that phenomena. It's letting go and remembering dukkha because of the contraction. It's the pushing and pulling, is the contracting that is shaping the dukkha. And I just let go. Let it be. Letting it be. Just letting it be. The second way is by inviting the contraction in the body or in awareness to relax. We can use the breath. We can use that opening of awareness, stretching of awareness that we've been doing. We can use the sounds. Just an invitation for the mind and the body to relax as much as they can. And this might be relaxing the whole of the body. It might be relaxing the particular area where we feel contraction. So seeing for yourself what works. And the third way is similar to what we did at the end of the Metta to Sensations yesterday, just a sense of welcoming appearances, welcoming phenomena to arise, to be, and to go in their time. So it's kind of just resting back into a wide, expansive awareness and welcoming it all to do its thing. Yeah. To come, to be, to go in its time. So that's going to be our practice, and we have about half an hour for it. So if you need to stretch the body, change your posture in any way, please feel free to do that. When you're ready, settling into your posture. Making any adjustments that are needed, that are helpful. So the body can feel as supported, stable, steady and grounded as possible. Taking a few moments to establish the awareness in the body. Maybe through using the breath or using the sensations of contact between the body and that which supports the body. Seeing for yourself what's helpful in doing that. Feeling as grounded in the body as you can be this time. Remembering that intention of practice as an act of kindness towards yourself, towards the world. And then opening or stretching the awareness to the whole body. Do it more gently and gradually through a sense of softening and opening. You can do it with more energy through kind of stretching the awareness. Like a piece of dough. Letting the awareness fill the whole space of the body and be slightly larger than the body, containing the body. Using sound as an anchor, you can allow the sounds in the environment to support opening the awareness. Through the practice, this will be an anchor for us, this opening awareness to the whole body, again and again, feeling qualities of the spaciousness, vastness, the airiness or lightness of awareness. As it opens and expands through the whole body. So into this whole body awareness bring in an anchor of just the body as we're already doing, or breath or the soundscape. Keeping the awareness wide and open. Receiving the anchoring awareness, receiving the flow and movement of the breathing, or the flow and movement of sounds. Through that open, expansive, sensitive space of awareness. You can do this while tending as you would usually to what's present right now. So if the mind is dull or tired, bringing more attention to the details of the sounds or of the breathing as they move and flow through the space of awareness. And giving the mind more handholds, more contact points. There's restlessness, really tuning in to that big space through the whole body. Letting the energy move through, but also inviting it to ground, to settle, to calm. So tuning and attending, continuing to practice with the anchor. Being just lightly interested to notice when dukkha appears, can be in the form of distractions, imbalances of energy, or any of the hindrances. Not looking for it, but noticing when it appears. And then noticing the contraction that comes with it. And when you notice contraction, when you make contact with it, seeing if you can work directly with that. You're shifting your attention to the contraction, inviting that contraction to relax, easing the relationship to the phenomena. Just remembering, this is dukkha because of the contraction. Seeing the easing, the unclenching of the hand as we bring that lens, that way of looking. Seeing the dukkha in the contraction. Or you can invite the contraction to relax to whatever degree is possible. Either the particular area or the whole body. As perhaps you soften and open the awareness to and through the whole body. And you can be creative here, using the breath, relaxing the contraction on the out-breath, bringing the breathing to the area of contraction and softly opening, loosening. Do the same with sounds. Exploring and seeing. any dukkha that arises in experience. And bring those lenses, seeing which one works better for you. Seeing this is dukkha because of the contraction, seeing the dukkha in the contraction. Noticing any letting go that comes with that. And that invitation to the contraction to release and relax. To whatever degree is possible. So continuing to practice in this way. Awareness wide open, sensitive, spacious through the whole body and a little bit beyond the body. Anchor of attention. Noticing the arising of contraction either directly in the body space or through the arising of dukkha, of ill-being, to whatever degree. And then inviting that letting go. We're seeing that contraction as a builder of dukkha, seeing the dukkha in the contraction, or through relaxing the body, relaxing the contraction, relaxing the awareness, whatever degree is possible. Then you release. Let that be noticed and enjoyed and appreciated as you continue to practice in this way. What's unfolding in your experience right now? Just noticing. Has the space of awareness gotten smaller? And what happens if you soften, open, brighten, stretch it out? As you do so, is there any contraction in the body space or in awareness? Might be in relationship to a particular phenomena, like a tension in the body, or pain, or tiredness. It could just be a contraction, and you don't know what the story is. Doesn't matter. Is any contraction, can we invite it to ease and relax, softening, relaxing the body. Whatever degree is possible. Seeing the dukkha in the contraction. Taking time as you do this, not rushing. Noticing, feeling. What it's like to experience contraction and dukkha, and what it's like when it's released. What does that feel like? Letting that go deep. Spending time with any relief or pleasantness that arises. As contraction eases, as dukkha eases. This feels fruitful, continuing to practice in this way, whole body awareness. Gentle sensitivity, even appearance of contraction, the whole space of awareness or anywhere in the body. And that's noticed. Light touch, attention and awareness as you invite that contraction to ease. Invite the body to relax. Invite awareness to open and soften again and again. What's unfolding in this moment of experience? Is it possible to meet it with interest, kindness, with spaciousness? Again and again, opening the awareness to the whole body. Is there any particular phenomena that's arising with contraction? Or if we're noticing the contraction itself, what happens when we welcome it? Welcome this phenomena that arises with contraction and dukkha. Welcome it to be, to come, and to go. Over and over, allowing it. This pain in the body, or this ache in the heart, can be allowed and welcomed. Allowed and welcomed. Again and again. You can do this with a particular phenomena. And we can also do it with all phenomena. Letting the whole field of awareness be a field of welcoming. Whatever phenomena arises, welcoming it to arise, to be and to pass in its time. Practicing in this way, keeping the awareness soft and open and spacious as we welcome. Noticing the impact. And the degree of well-being or ill-being in experience as we do so. When the bell rings in a moment, there is a sense of relief. We feel it as an easing of contraction, a letting go of demand and clinging. What happens when we look that way? So I want to do a little recap of what we did now, and hopefully that will be kind of helpful to also bring it into the practice through the day. If you wish, you can bring this into the walking. You can bring this into stillness, standing, sitting. So we're working with a spread and open awareness as much as possible. That supports the sensitivity to notice contraction. We're stationing in that there, and it's already a less contracted state. I have quite a lot of well-being just in that. We're attentive to the presence of dukkha, yeah, through the presence of contraction, and we don't need to analyze. You know, sometimes we might just notice a contraction. We don't need to know, oh, why is this here? What is it related to? Yeah, we just work directly with the contraction when we notice it. And then we're bringing in what we did now. We actually did four different possibilities, yeah, of working with that. And one is noticing the contraction, inviting it to relax, yeah, relaxing it. Inviting it to relax in the body, particular area, or, you know, the whole body, inviting it to relax through softening and opening the awareness. It's all one kind of form, one way of relating to it. Second one is seeing the contraction as dukkha. Yeah, dukkha because of the contraction, or the dukkha in the contraction. Seeing that, and often that will just be like a allow that clenched fist to open. So it may be that you already noticed one or the other is more effective for you and more juicy, and if it is, then just use that one. You don't have to use different ones, you use one way that really supports the letting go and the release of contraction. We can also turn to the contraction, or turn to the phenomena the contraction is in relationship to. So, for example, you know, body pain would be a really good place. Now, there's pain in the body, there's clearly contraction in relationship to that pain. And we just turn to either the contraction or the pain itself and welcome it. Yeah. So this is the welcoming practice, but kind of directly towards the contraction, or directly towards the phenomena the contraction is arising in relationship to. Is that clear? And we're well, just welcome. A little bit or a lot like the metta to sensations we did yesterday. You can use the phrases if you wish. Welcome to, you know, may you be welcomed and allowed, or welcome to arise, welcome to be, welcome to go. And the fourth way is just having a kind of, with that whole body awareness, just a general sense of welcoming and allowing. So whatever phenomena arises, we're not even needing to know if it's pleasant or unpleasant or neither. Yeah. And we're not even needing to know if there's contraction in relationship to it or not. We're just welcoming. We're just allowing. And so I'm doing this because it's like resting back in this wide awareness, which is colored, infused with a welcoming attitude. Yeah, so it's slightly different because it's not directing to a particular phenomena, it's just generally to all phenomena, inviting, allowing, welcoming. So hopefully That makes sense, yeah, and you can take it for a spin. You can try it out over this next 1.5 hours until we have the Q&A at 12. And like I said in the guided practice a few times, spending time with any sense of ease, yeah, or release or well-being that arises with the practice, even if it's a little bit, noticing it and appreciating it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Appreciating and delighting in it, letting it in, letting it, like this image, like the earth soaks in the rain. We want to soak in the goodness, the release, the relief, and the well-being that comes through the practice. Okay, so time for some walking movement, followed by some sitting, followed by some walking. All delightful opportunities, and may this be enjoyable and fruitful.